KB4 CPA Mobile.
Somebody wants to talk to you, Dave, in Gerald Tiota.
If nobody rarely does. Like I said, so I have nothing to say.
Oh, well, I'm moving slowly this morning. Just getting around here and getting ready to eat breakfast. I suppose you already been out playing tennis.
I'm on my way home from Maggie Valley. I've been up there since Friday, and my sister had, you know, cataract surgery, and I've been up there helping her, and then she's going to have the other eye done next weekend, so I'll be up there again. But, you know, everything went really well. She got, took her back to the doctor yesterday, and she's got 20/20 vision in that eye now. So, I tell you, it's just amazing.
Both of us have been through it. And there's really, it's a routine thing now. About, I guess, almost 100% of the time, I've never heard of problems with it. In recent years, in the old days, they had some problems, but guys, they do it in a production line now. I had cataract surgery and then LASIK right after that. And I was out of there in about 15 minutes, and so was Bernice, Dave.
But yeah, it didn't take long at all for the surgery, and yeah, she's having to put three different drops in her eyes at different intervals and that sort of thing. But that's not much of a pain to have to do that. Just, you know, while she's recovering. But I tell you, it's just amazing. But anyway, so you say you maybe kind of slow today.
Mowed lawn a couple of days ago, and it always takes me about 3 days to get over that for my back. But it's better this morning. Last night it was horrible. But doing okay. Can't complain. There's a lot worse things. But yeah, cataract surgery's pretty nice. Usually they don't wind up with 20/20, so she's lucky. Usually they have to wear corrective lenses for reading or something. But I had myopia, or nearsightedness, real bad, and so I had my eyes fixed, and I got 20/20. They put one lens in one eye and a different lens in the other eye, and on those implants, and then they do a little bit of laser surgery there, I guess. I don't know. It took more time sitting there putting eye drops in and in the waiting room than it did for the surgery.
Put the eye drops in, hurry up and wait. Kind of the military, isn't it? Oh, me. Well, it's kind of cloudy. I ran into some fog coming down the big hill. I'm down, I crossed under Highway 11, so I'm on 25, yeah, south. It was foggy on up on the hill there, but it was nice, and it's kind of cloudy in Maggie Valley, but it was nice, and we slept with the windows open last night. Boy, I tell you, that's some good sleeping there.
GR, yeah, you can do that, especially up there in the mountains, and without the pollen now, so that's good. Oh, the grass is looking beautiful. The roses are looking beautiful. And it's just cloudy and dreary here, but we haven't had... Well, last night we had 0.04 of an inch of rain overnight, but it's not doing anything like that now. That's usually where we get off at, Dave, right there, where you cross Highway 11. We get on Highway 11 at that real short turnoff to the right, and then just come up on 101, and don't have to go on down to Pleasantburg Drive and all of that stuff. So it's really handy for us coming back from that direction. Send 02.
This is KB4CBA. Yeah, that's the neat thing about Greenville is there's so many different ways you can go home. I can go out 290, or I can go out State Park Road, and just stay off of 291 altogether. It's really interesting, but the only thing about 290 I've noticed lately is that it's really gotten bumpy. It's a lot of, they've been doing a lot of patching, and it's all the holes and everything have been patched, and so it's just one bump after the other, and it's not very pleasant to ride on anymore.
The same as Pleasantburg Drive, not being from around here, I don't pay much attention, but I thought part of that was blocked off over there, and that's the reason there's so much traffic coming around this way on 101.
Yeah, well, 290 goes, it starts here at 25. In fact, I'm coming up on it right now. And you can take 290 all the way to Greer. And if you're going to Greer or that direction, it's a nice cut through, because then I can just hit Old Rutherford and then come out on Wade Hampton and, go a few miles west on Wade Hampton, and I'm at the house. So it's a nice way to go, but like I said, the roads are bad now. I just don't like driving on it. It's just too dang bumpy. So I just stay off of it. I'd rather go down 291, or if there's not a lot of traffic, I'll go down State Park, but and that's a shorter way. But the problem with State Park is, if you get behind a slow car, you're just stuck. I mean, there used to be some passing lanes. They'd let you pass, but now everything's marked off. You can't pass anymore. You got a double yellow line. Yeah, people are just such rear ends. I'll use that and be nice. They see you coming up behind them, and they beside them on the right, because they're driving too slow in the right lane, and they speed up to try to cut you off. that's just not very nice. I mean, if you're gonna go a certain speed, you need to be in the right lane, and the left lane's for passing. But and then you try to go around them, they speed up. It's just, I don't know, people just that's all I'm gonna say about that.
Know what you're talking about. Up in Kansas, we called them Alpha Hotels. Well, that's Locust Hill Road, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, we call them Alpha Hotels here, too. I just don't want to say it on the air. So what was your question about the road?
Oh, Bernice was saying I was thinking of Locust Hill Road.
team, well, you can get on, let's see, you can get on Locust Hill from, like, I think State Park or one of those roads there, or maybe you get off, get on it off of 290, off of 11, I'm sorry. I can't remember. Gosh, I was just up there the other day on my motorcycle Saturday, and I called Steve to see if he was home, and he said, yeah, he said, meet me, he said, you gonna come to my house? I said, yeah, he said, well, if you come to my house, I'm gonna put you to work. And he had bought a, I think it was an 85-inch TV, flat screen, you know, and so I helped him unload it, unpack it and everything, and bring it in the house, and we switched TVs, you know, from different rooms, you know, living room TV went to the bedroom, bedroom went to somewhere else, and that one went, another one went to the shop down there, below his house, and, man, he has got a humongous TV in the living room now.
Sitting there watching this crime TV on 1114. It's Samsung TV. It's on a 65, and it's plenty big for our living room. In fact, too big, but we watch it from the kitchen here, so... it's just right, and we just love it. And the Samsungs, well, the prices come down immensely on them, and you can buy those great big huge ones now for a little of nothing compared to what they used to be.
They're real expensive, and he got this one for under $1,000, and it's the you know latest and greatest, so. Yeah, he got a good deal, and but mine's a 65, and it's plenty big for our living room. I don't need anything bigger. You know, as long as it works, I'm not gonna replace it. I mean, you know, I guess when it blows up or something, quits working, I'll replace it. But right now, it's going to stay right where it is. Well, I think I'm going to go State Park Road here. Traffic doesn't look too bad. And we'll can do a little cut through here. And avoid all that traffic on 291. And especially when you get to Cherrydale, it's golly day. Right there at Lowe's and all that. And it's just a mess.
State Park Road run over there roughly, Dave. I don't even know where it's at, but I hear about it all the time.
If you turn, if you're going, coming through Traverse Rest, and you turn there at Burger King, like I'm coming in from the, I'm traveling south, so the Burger King's on my right. At that traffic light, and I turn left, and that's State Park Road. And it'll take you, if you stay on it, it'll take you all the way to dead ends at 291 right there at Olive Garden. So, but I don't go that far. I jump off of it, and then I take a road, I can't tell you which one it is, and it cuts through the Staunton Bridge Road, and then I get on Mountain Creek Road, and and that comes out just right below my house on Rutherford, so I hang a left, go about a mile, and turn into my subdivision.
Just to thoroughly confuse the old man here. Dave, I better let you go. It's about time to eat. And it's nice talking to you. And I'll send you a text in a little bit when I get time. Anyways, take care. And glad to ride along with you. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
Thanks for the ride along, because, you know, it helps pass the time. And I talked to a guy on 519, used to live down this area, and he was asking about Bob ND7J, and he lives up in Flat Rock now. And then I switched over to 6-1. But anyway, so you have a good day and rest, take care of yourself, and behave, and I'll, nothing happens, I'll be home in a few minutes, and I'll be glad to be home. That traffic on 40 and 26 is a mess. So anyway, 73s, and we'll talk to you later. N0TR, KB4CBA Mobile.